This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
Back, whether you're the head coach, whether you're the tight end. Like, Trent Williams is the only one that showed up to give a damn, but even then, it was too late. That was kind of weak from Trent, to be honest with you. That was weak sauce.
Well, at somebody game, hit Trent, you know.
That's fine, but...
You get your ass kicked on the scoreboard. You get your ass kicked in the trenches. Somebody slaps you in the helmet. The least you can do is slap them back.
I guess, but that's
probably the most fire I saw all damn day.
That's multiple times.
So I got no problem with Trent doing that.
That's multiple times I've seen Trent Williams in a losing effort just do a sucker punch.
You know what? When you try to do from East Texas and you slap him in the helmet, at that point, frustration is going to boil
do
over.
It early on.
I'm gonna slap you right back.
Oh,
I got
gosh,
no problem with Trent Williams slapping
it was a
right
horrible
back.
Look. It was just a bad
but
look.
What are you gonna do? What are you gonna do? You're gonna get slapped? You're getting your ass kicked in the scoreboard. You're about to drop the 3 or 4. They're running the ball down your throat. You can't score anything offensively. And then this kid, His name is Brian Cook. You gotta let Brian Cook, some dude named Brian Cook, come up and slap you in the helmet? Nah, hell no. Slap his ass back.
But
it's the most fire I saw from that football team yesterday.
Too little,
and that's probably why I'm sick this morning. I told myself, look, they may lose the game, and I pick Kansas City to win the game. I pick KC to win. I didn't think the Niners were going to win the football game, but how does it look? How does it look? And you know what? It didn't look good. That's what's annoying. I saw a lack of fight. I saw, just the Kansas City Chiefs. They kept you from having two parades, Padone.
The rat on the table, though, is the Niners don't view them as a rival. They just don't.
Yeah, that's
they have a little brother mentality when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, it's time to...
They just expect to lose to the Chiefs now.
Well, I'm looking at Carter right now with his Giants hat on. I'm looking at all the fans who went to Levi Stadium yesterday, who left early. All the fans who DM'd me. All the fans I seen at the game yesterday. It was personal to them. And the team, the Players Alliance said it wasn't personal, it was just another game. Now, the hell, see, I didn't like that. See, if we're going to get on Trent about something, if we're going to get on Trent Williams about something, it's not yesterday. To me, it's the message he sent in his pressers last week when he said, well, you know, if we beat Kansas City, it's not like you could pop champagne and confetti's coming down, it's just another game. Nah, it was more than just another game. This is the team that has had ownage on you. Had Odin John all these guys. And so to send that message, like, yes, and no, it wasn't another game. It's a Super Bowl rematch. We had a Super Bowl rematch last season between the Eagles and the Chiefs. How did Philadelphia go down to Kansas City? It was personal, right?
Yeah.
There was no trash talking back and forth.
It's a hell of a
game.
It
was personal.
Yeah.
Personal.
Well, remember, it was Sirianni after the game. He was talking trash.
It
was a bit personal to him. Yeah.
And then we're going
to
act all blasé, like, yeah, it's just another game. We're just, you know, we're 3-3. That's all bull crap. So the tone was set, and they came out timid right away on their first possession. And it was a microcosm of what was to come. That's the frustrating part. My team got punked yesterday. They got punked. You can't beat man coverage. Like, I feel like throwing these headphones. You can't beat man coverage. You can't give me some run routes, some pick routes, something? Lack of creativity?
And you lose Brandon Ayuk for the season, probably, too. Insult to injury, literally.
Oh, my
it's
gosh.
Brutal. That was one of the worst losses, given the circumstances in the Kyle Shanahan era in the regular season. Like, you can go back to that game where they got blown out against the Chiefs a couple years ago. That was Christian McCaffrey's first ever game as a 49er. As Jimmy Garoppolo, that wasn't pretty either. They've had some bad regular season losses, but given the circumstances, off a mini bye, your first place in your division, I get it, it's early in the season. But to go into that game and just lay an egg.
Lay an egg.
That's just what you did.
Lay an egg, Spadone.
A rotten egg.
A rotten egg.
Smelled like sulfur at Levi Stadium.
So it's 3rd and 1 at the Kansas City 5-yard line. 27 seconds left for the first half. 3rd and 1. You had a 2nd and 1. It complete pass to Cow. You kind of force it into double. Lucky that was, pretty threw it high.
He did. He had a backpedal to catch the ball.
I'm talking about the one before halftime.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Deep shot that Purdy underthrew. But 3rd and 1 at the KC 5 with 27 seconds left, no timeouts. And they run the ball up the middle to Jordan Mason for negative 1 yard.
Tough.
Awful play call. Awful creativity. Just awful. That's what you do on third and one at the KC5? Then you kick a field goal as 14-6 instead of it being 14-10. So then I fast forward to the touchdown. You score a touchdown, it's 14-12. Diamador Lenore has an interception to set you up in the Kansas City territory. You take advantage, score a touchdown. Crowd's trying to get fired up. And you know what you do? You take the crowd out of it by sending out Anders Carlson to kick an extra point instead of trying to go for two and tie the football game up. So then you go out there for the extra point, and what does Carlson do? He misses it wide left.
Why do you think he did that?
I have no idea. Especially when you know you have no Ayuk, you have no Debo, you have no Juwan Jennings. It's not like you're going to get plenty of opportunities to score, you know?
I guess the argument to do that is momentum. You just want to take the points. But by doing that and you get the doink there, then you lost all momentum you had anyways.
Yeah.
So you might as well go for the tie at that point.
Go for the tie.
Just given how your defense is playing, you don't know if you're going to get back in the red zone.
That's what I'm saying, Spadone.
It made no sense. Did anybody ask him about that after the game?
I don't think anybody asked him about it.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody asked him about it. It was baffling to me. And you took the crowd right back out the game. Your own crowd.
Real quick. The fact that you got Anders Carlson as your kicker now, and I get it, it's Slim Pickens. You're already on your third kicker, so you beggars can't be choosers. This was a guy last year at Levi Stadium. Heading into the game, his coach, Mike LaFleur, said he closes his eyes and prays whenever he kicks. And that's the guy you wanted as your kicker after Matthew Wright went down. Yeah, I mean, I guess the extra point didn't end up making a huge difference, but yeah, it didn't help. It didn't help when you doinked it. Tough scene.
Very tough scene. You're listening to 95.7 Game KGMG FM and AC West, San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Spadone doing a hell of a job for Shasky. Shasky's under the weather.
Matt LaFleur's the coach. Mike LaFleur's the brother.
Yeah. Matt LaFleur. I got what you were saying. Carter out there got Matt DeHegan, Ezra Folds. We got a lot of people here sick to their stomachs. Sick to their stomachs. Let's get JSG, line five. JSG, SF. What's happened to JSG? Thanks for holding, brother.
Hey, man. Good morning. How y'all doing, man? Wake your game up. 49ers. I know it was a long one. I know it was a tough one. But I'm always a 49er. The car that called in and said he ain't a 49er no more, man. I'm glad you're off the boat. You feel me? Make room. man, I just wanted to say that they came out there. KC was out there like that because it was our game to lose. It was Shanahan and Purdy game for them to lose. So, as you coming into, you know, as visitors, already the top dog, you waiting for them to hit you. And they didn't do nothing. You said we didn't get a first down until 6 minutes into the first quarter.
Hey, listen, that's not... JSG, this is crazy. Not to cut you off, but I'm looking here at the stats, right? And I'm saying to myself, boy, it feels like the Niners haven't done anything. And it was about 6:45 left in this first half, JSG, and the Niners had 28 total yards at that point. 28 total yards. Think about that. All right, so, yeah, 6:45 left, JSG. 14-3 Chiefs. The Niners had 36 total yards. The Chiefs had 158. The Niners had one first down. The Chiefs had 11. I mean, that's domination.
Big time. Big time. And that's what you look at it like, man, they already knew. It's their game to lose. We're going to go out and play our best ball. They play the best thing. And if we lose a game, it's okay, we're 5-1. But for them, this is a confident boost. So let's take the confidence away from them. And it kind of did. But, you know, I think Purdy, for him to get over the big problem that we have with Kansas City, is to have a flawless game. He has to have a flawless game against them. He said, I know we only seen him twice, you know, from Super Bowl to this time. But he had to have a flawless game to really beat them. Even Kyle Shanahan, I feel like he only, like, I come up with a game plan for the first half. Like, how's your second half game? Like, if you don't win the game, or it's the last two quarters that win the game, most definitely the last one. You can't half do it.
No, you can't.
That's my whole thing, man.
You can't. You can't do it. It's a rough one right now. Let's go back. Let's get Rashad in Vegas. Give it one more crack. Rashad in Vegas, man. He thinks you've given up on the team, huh? You give it up, Rashad?
No, you can't give
Vegas?
Up.
Yeah, good morning, guys. No, not giving up on the team, but just tired of going to war with the rest of the NFL fans, and especially KC fans. I'm here in Vegas. I got to hear these Raider fans every day at my job.
Down bad.
Streets,
don't listen to
talking
them.
All the crap about how we can't get it done. We're the new Cowboys. And you know, I hear Bonta, you know, for the last couple of weeks saying that players got to execute. It's not Shanahan, but Shanahan, if he's this offensive genius that people make him to be, then how come he can't scheme up good offensive drives against other defensive coordinators? That's his job to go against the defense. He just doesn't stand there when, you know, the other team has the ball. He has to work with his players.
No doubt.
Get everybody riled up. He just paces the sidelines with this stupid look on his face that what I'm planning isn't working, you know.
But I hear you. Hey, Rashawn, real quick. I hear you. But come on, man. He's not throwing those interceptions. He's not missing blocks. He's not breaking contain on special teams. He's not missing field goals. I mean, I get it. Shanahan's game plan yesterday sucked. It was vanilla. It was awful. He coached timid. There's no doubt about it. But we got to stop putting everything on Shanahan, and players got to make plays that they're paid to make.
Okay, well, look at the difference between Andy Reid when he was in Philadelphia. He couldn't get it done. NFC Championship failure over and over and over again, and then they booted him out. He lands up in KC, and with the right team around him, look what he's created. Well, and he was even doing it with Alex Smith. A matter of fact, the last time the Niners beat the Chiefs, I was there at that game. That was in Levi's in their first season.
First year.
Is Alex Smith?
Niners ran a fake putt that game.
There you go.
Against Alex Smith. Now,
and that's the difference between Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes.
And let's not get it twisted. Andy Reid flipped the culture of Philadelphia. It turned the Philadelphia Eagles into the organization they are today.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't happen without Andy Reid. All right. More coming up, brought to you by our great friends at Safeway Northern California. Phone calls coming in. Niner San Jose said he's sick to his stomach. David Frizzo's asking, where is the light at the end of the tunnel?
That's one of those losses where you just want to zone out for the week. You just shut down all the noise. Can we get to next Sunday night, please?
Joseph says they are old and soft. Manny Newark says he knew the game was over after the first minute of when it started. So I want to hear from everybody. 888-957-9570. I'm annoyed as hell by the loss yesterday.
It's embarrassing.
Annoyed. And it all falls on this offense.
Jerry was ready to fight someone.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
San Ramon, you're listening to The Morning Roast, Monte Shasky, 95.7, The Game, Shanahan, run the ball.
No, Shanahan, don't run the ball. Let's get a little creative. Maybe that's part of the problem, is running the ball in predictable situations. Don't run the ball. Pass it a little bit. You're running on third and one before halftime. Right up the gut. Loss of one. What? I just... Oh, gosh.
Is that the kind of loss, Bonte, as we're reeling after a 49ers loss?
Yeah, I'm reeling bad.
Is that the kind of loss after, what is it, five straight now to this Kansas City Chiefs team?
Yep.
Do you start reevaluating how you're doing things as an offensive coordinator in your whole system?
Yes, you should. You should deviate from your system. When a team has your system down packed and knows exactly what you're going to do, I'm with Jerry. Spread them out. Everybody knows you're throwing Patrick Peterson, Kirk Morrison, and now Jerry Rice, former players. Coon Jerry Rice, who played at the highest of highest levels, the greatest of all time, in my opinion. Better than any quarterback, any player on that football field. Can we spread it out? Everybody knows we're throwing between the hash marks. Everybody knows we're throwing between the numbers. Can we get something outside the numbers? Or is our quarterback able to throw outside the numbers?
Well, look at the teams that had success, and I'm going to go specifically in the playoffs and the biggest moments and the biggest games. It's Tom Brady, whether he was on the Bucs or the Patriots, and I get it, that first time, that first go-around, it was Steve Spagnuolo wasn't there, but I'll go to that Tampa Bay team, and you go to Joe Burrow with the Cincinnati Bengals. Those defenses for the Kansas City Chiefs got, I'm not going to say picked apart, but they got exposed. And why was that? Got Joe Burrow, an elite guy passing it all around the field, yeah. An elite arm, and Tom Brady, the same thing. And they had elite weaponry that was able to separate, whether it was Rob Gronkowski, whether it was Chris Godwin, whether it was Mike Evans, whether it was Antonio Brown, whether it's T. Higgins, whether it's Jamar Chase, right? Like, that's what it takes. And yesterday, you saw Brock Purdy, and Jerry alluded to it. When you're constantly going just to the middle of the field, yeah. It's predictable.
Yep.
And the 49ers offense has gotten predictable. It's gotten stale, and it's not good enough right now. Not when you don't have Christian McCaffrey, not when you don't have Brandon Ayuk, not when you don't have Juwan Jennings. You have to start deviating from the norm.
I agree.
And is that going to start this week against the Dallas Cowboys? We'll see, because again, Cowboys have a horrific run defense. So has anything changed in the last couple weeks? We'll see. Maybe they throw out different looks, different schemes. But something has to change this week, and it has to change fast. Because if you're 3-5 heading into the bye, you heard from Jerry. It sounds like it feels like it would be over.
It's attitude. Jerry talked about if he was playing and the Niners were playing like that, they would have been fighting each other. There would have been swings. There would have been arguments. Somebody would have got cursed out. Gatorade buckets would have been flipped. Eddie DeBartolo would have been waiting in the locker room with a broken TV saying, who's next? Who am I firing today for that unacceptable performance? And you look at this. I recall it. Matt Nahegan was on as our program director. The energy last week was just off.
Weird.
Like, I couldn't even muster. I didn't know what it was. I couldn't put a finger on it. It was like, why are we not? It just feels like we're just, hey, it's the Chiefs. It's any other Sunday. You can't bring back the Super Bowl. But just to get one against them. Get one against Patrick Mahomes.
Well, Baldy came into studio on Friday and was awesome. Breakfast was Baldy. It was a great hit. It was awesome. Shout out Jacks. They were amazing, catering the whole thing for us. But what was the first thing that Baldy asked all of us when we were all just hanging out before the show started? He's like, what have been the callers been like? What are the fans feeling like this week? And what did we say? It's been a little blasé. Yeah.
And I think the players set that tone.
Yeah.
Trent Williams being one of the captains of the team. And look, I love Big Trent. But he didn't come to training camp. How he got a C on his chest? Well, Bosa didn't get a C on his chest last year. Bosa held out of training camp, was not named a captain. When Trent Williams comes in, he's late to camp, comes in the last week, he gets a captaincy. I don't know. I don't get that one. We have a, whatever. It is what it is. Maybe they know better than me in that locker room. But he kind of said it to us like, it's just another game. You're not going to be able to pop, confetti's not coming down. You're not popping champagne, blah, blah, blah. No, the hell with that. We need to get one.
Well, I think Trent, more than anyone else, should probably take that game more personal because he did not have a great Super Bowl either.
Exactly. And Chris Jones was talking to him yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I just thought the tone, and then they come out there first, the first possession. Fans are fired up. You get the ball, and usually those Niner teams from yesteryear, you're coming down the field, you're scoring 7. Here we go. We're taking the ball, we're scoring a touchdown. And it said you have one of the more lackadaisical 3-and-outs I've ever seen from Zed Ed.
It's bad.
Run, 1 yard, holding, next play. You got a 3rd and 19. Let's halfback draw to Kyle Juszczyk for 14 yards. That was your opening possession. I don't get it. I don't get the lack of fire against Kansas City.
You get the ball right back, too, which is great. You got momentum. Your special teams finally made a special play, and then you wet the bed. You throw one of the worst interceptions I've ever seen Brock Purdy throw.
Oh, my gosh.
And again, it just goes back to momentum and capitalizing on momentum. And they just, every single opportunity they had, whether it was a turnover on downs, whether it was intercepting Patrick Mahomes, not once, but twice. You had a great, one was a miscommunication or a receiver slipped, but great. You got the pick. Mm-hmm. And you just don't capitalize on those opportunities, just like in the Super Bowl when you didn't capitalize on those opportunities that presented themselves there.
Nah, there's no doubt. And people should have been pissed off. I think the fans were pissed off. I know I'm one of the fans, and I was pissed off that Kansas City didn't even respect us enough to call us a rival.
No.
Yeah, they're not a rival.
Well, you're not even acting like it. Why should Kansas City even do that? First of all, you have to win in a rivalry. The other team has to win. You have to actually have a give and take in a rivalry. There is no rivalry right now.
Yeah, we are the Blazers. We are the Portland Trail Blazers.
Yes.
To the Golden State Warriors. We are.
Blazers. You're the Rockets. You're whoever you want to be.
There's no doubt.
The Chiefs own everyone, especially your asses.
And they own Shanahan and Purdy.
Yes. They are in their heads.
Shanahan he coached like he gave Spags too much credit, where you see these upper echelon teams, they're in attack mode. They don't care what your defense looks like. They don't care who the defense coordinator is. It's, we're attacking. We're attacking you down the field. We're attacking we're using every blade of grass on this football field to attack you. We're running screenplays. We're running jet sweeps. We're doing whatever we got to do to win this damn football game. Trick play something. There was nothing yesterday. Nothing. That's what Shanahan came up with for 10 days in the mini-bye? That was the offensive game plan? That's what you guys produced on a Sunday after having 10 days off coming off that Seattle win? That's what we got to see yesterday? That was atrocious. Fans, the 49ers themselves, hey fans, here's 50% back from your tickets. Here you go. 50%, they're enough to do that. But seriously, that's what you came up with in 10 days. That was the offensive game plan. It's sickening, man. Oh, I'm so annoyed this morning. Dave and Fresno, what's happening? Dave.
Hey, listen, I will not say the F word on the airwaves. So don't flush me. I'm not going to say fire. So let me, I'm not going to say fire anybody. But let me ask you guys, what is the light at the end of the tunnel? Because all I hear this morning is questions about the QB and the coach and all, you know, everybody. Like, what is this year, next year, what can they hang their hat on? Like, do you just base it off, oh, well, last year we started off 3-5. In 2022, this team did this. Like, this is a new year. Like, what are you seeing that says gives fans hope? Like, you're questioning the QB, the coach. You're saying everything but firing. I'm not saying firing, but all the questions, like, do you have the faith that he can turn around? Is Brock Purdy, one day going to wake up with real arm strength? Like, what you got is what you got. And if you're basing everything off a 30-year-old running back coming back off an injury or Debo not having a tummy ache, that's the problem. You cannot, in this sport, the NFL, when you got your QB and your coach, that should be more than enough. It should never look this bad. So, yeah, we get Christian McCaffrey back, then what? I mean, he can only play it for so long, you know. So, yeah, it's rough. It's rough. I don't know what how you turn this much around that quick. Even next year, you're not going to bring a free agent in. You're not going to have a crazy draft pick.
Well,
like,
well,
what,
Dave,
you got is,
Dave,
what you got.
I'm not going to worry myself about last year. I'm in the mud right now. And I'm in the mud trying to figure out how did we get a solution to fix the red zone woes. You're now 14-31 in the red zone. You were 2-4 yesterday. How do you get better on third downs? You were 2-11 yesterday on third downs. How do you not turn the ball over? Spadoni, how do you make a tackle on special teams? I mean, Mecole Hardman, I'm surprised he didn't score in a play.
It's coaching. Right? Like, that's coaching. Again, I'm not calling for anyone to get fired or anything like that, but how can you have these performances, these special teams performances, week in and week out, year in and year out, and not just, you know, try to shake things up if you're Kyle Shanahan? Again, maybe they do that at the bye coming up after next week. Brian Schneider, he just has not been good.
No.
And that goes back to coaching. That goes back to the penalties, the increase in penalties yesterday that I saw, just boneheadery. Trent Williams, I've seen way too many penalties from a guy, a Hall of Fame caliber of a Trent Williams, holding, stuff like illegal hands to the face, stuff like that. Like, you can't be doing this stuff, especially against the Kansas City Chiefs, because you know Andy Reid coming off a bye is going to be buttoned up.
Yep.
Three losses coming off a bye when he's playing a team that's not coming off a bye. He's 29-3 now.
Yep.
That's not a coincidence. That goes back to the Philadelphia days, Bonte.
Even with that, though, the defense played well enough to win that football game.
Yes.
Like, Shanahan, I think he did it to himself. You want to get the crowd into it. You want to get people believing. When you score a touchdown, and it's 14-12, all right, it's 14-12, and you're in the third quarter, and you're saying to yourself, boy, all right, here we go, baby, here we go. And you elect to not try to tie the football game up. Again, timid, conservative, a little scared, a little too much respect for Spax. And then you miss the extra point. Then you miss the extra point.
Doink. It's interesting because you juxtapose that with what the Kansas City Chiefs did, and it didn't work for them, but they were aggressive early. They're trying to fake it early.
They were.
They're trying to, you know, hey, we want to score first. We want to get a lead, and we're going to lean on our defense because we have that much faith in them. Now, they ended up getting the league, and they didn't look back anyways. But it was very the game plan. I'm shocked no one asked him that after the game. And I wish we had him on so we could ask him that.
Yeah.
Like, why did you elect to just go for the point after there and not go for the two-point conversion? It just didn't have the look. I don't know. But
well, even then, you don't get the two. All right, fine. You force a three and out.
Yep.
Defensively, you force a three and out. You get right back off the field. So all of a sudden, you're driving. And do we have the Brock Purdy interception? Interception number two when he's looking for Roddy Bell. All right, you're driving. You're rolling. You're back in Kansas City territory. It's the first and 10 at the KC 38. Boom, you hit. You miss a pass to Chris Conley deep. You try to run the fade, a deep route on the sideline there, the right sideline.
That was a good
play.
Yeah.
Not bad at that.
Yeah.
So second and six, and then it's third and six at the KC 34. You get a first down. You're at least a field goal range. But instead of third and six, Purdy did this. Chris Roland Wallace.
And Shanahan after the game said that was Brock's mistake, not Ronnie Bell's. And I'm sure everyone in real time was blaming Ronnie Bell because Ronnie Bell is enemy number one most of the times here. And Brock Purdy is the golden child, so we can't criticize him. But yesterday, Brock was bad. It was not good enough.
Yeah.
Three picks, it was not good enough. And for as good as the defense played, holding the team, the Kansas City team, to 14 points through three quarters, you did the defense no favors, giving the ball up just getting gassed and gassed. And eventually they were so gassed at the end of the game, they couldn't stop the run and stop Kareem Hunt, stop Carson Steele, and stop Patrick Mahomes, who had that 33-yard scamper.
You know, if we were doing later grades, Brock Purdy would get an F. Kyle Shanahan would get an F.
Oh, the Grandy report card? Mark Grandy.
Did Grandy come out? Did he reveal his report card?
Oh, yeah. He always does every Sunday.
What was his grades? Pull up his grades as we go to a call. I want to hear his grades. Let's go to Manny in Newark. We're going to clear the deck here.
Manny
in Newark. What's happening?
Hey, Bonte. It's actually Manny on the Dumbarton.
Oh, Manny in Dumbarton Bridge. What's up, Manny?
What's up, man?
Guys, the worst part of yesterday, I'm going to bring it back to my own personal experience.
Oh, no.
I'm all set for the game. And I get a text message from Bay. She wants to spend the day with me. She's going to get a babysitter because we had a long week. Now, I had to make a choice. Girlfriend or Niners? Niners or girlfriend? What choice do you think I made that I'm going to have to hear about all week this week?
You made the choice of Niners, which is smart.
Thank you, Niners. Thank you so much, Niners, that I invested my time and opportunity in you, and you just done failed me miserably. I've been saying this all year so far, Bonte. It's about heart, and Jerry touched on it because you know what? Jerry mentioned it. The Niners of old would not have tolerated excellence on the field and fire. That being said, what can Brock do with rookie wide receivers? But I'm not going to make excuses for Brock because three picks are unacceptable. Overall, as a team, you see all these Niner fans wanting to jump off the ship. I'm not going to jump off the ship because you know what? The problem is that Shanny in big games, he overthinks it. He over coaches himself. He always wants to prove he's better than his dad, man. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. That is the problem. Shanahan got to get out of his own head. And Shanahan is a good coach. I will give credit where credit is due. But when it comes to big games, he just does too much, and it's always his downfall. We say he's got simplified plays because he tries to do too much and he thinks he's in charge of everything. Shanny just got to let it fly, man.
Wow.
And.
Wow, Betty, hopefully you work out everything with Bay. I know the couch is not going to feel good this week.
That's all right.
It'll be over soon. Don't worry. It'll be over soon.
Just like the Niners, you have one bad week and bounce back next week.
Think about what we're questioning. Intensity. Heart. Pride. Want to. And they all fall in the same category. How the hell are we questioning that after a loss to the Kansas City Chiefs? Pride, intensity, body language, heart, the want to fight, the want to push back, the want to hit back.
I haven't seen a team do this to another team in the Bay since, I want to say, maybe the Dodgers and the Giants recently, where they just feel like they own you. But even then, like, baseball's different.
Yeah.
So it's a division rival, but like, how do you not get up for this game? And that does go, and to your point, Bonte, this does have to go back to coaching at some point, because I know Fred Warner was talking about it a couple weeks ago when they had lost to the Arizona mm-hmm. Cardinals. Like, hey, if you have to have a pregame speech to get up for Thursday Night Football against the Seattle Seahawks, I don't know what to tell you.
Right.
Just don't even show up then. If that's what it takes, like, you should be up for this game. They should have been up for this game. I know Fred Warner was. I know the people that lost in the Super Bowl multiple times were up for this game. The Nick Bosa's, the George Kittle's.
Bosa played fine.
They showed up. It's everyone else where I'm scratching my head. It's Brock Purdy. It's Kyle Shanahan, who, again,
this offensive line, too, Spadoni.
I keep going back to the game plan, though.
Yeah, the game plan was awful. You get what I'm saying? The game plan was timid. He was timid yesterday.
You have to reevaluate how you do business going forward if you're Kyle Shanahan.
Was there a single jet sweep yesterday? Was there one jet sweep? Was there a screen pass?
There was no Deebo Samuel.
I got to watch the game back. I don't remember one screen pass. I don't remember. Andy Reid had all the creative tricks. End arounds at Worthy, McCall Hardman, screens at he'll line up our boy Kareem Hunt out wide. He motions back in, quick screen to him.
Carson Wentz in there for a play.
I mean, come on. Andy Reid does it all with the motions. And you know what? The Niners are very fortunate because as much as they weren't ready to play at the beginning of the game, we better be counting our blessings, Mahomes, Miss Worthy, on the deep shot, the first play, the second
half.
Could have
gotten ugly.
Out of the locker room.
Yeah.
Mustafa was beat big. Worthy was wide open. Mahomes just was off yesterday.
I don't know how Mahomes out threw the fastest guy in the NFL, too.
It would have been 21-6 before you even settled back into your seats for the second half. This team's not buttoned up right now. There's a lot going on here with the 49ers. They better clean it up. And the fact that they came out that sloppy, that poor, after having 10 days, they had a mini bye, but I can't keep. I'm trying to wrap my head around it. You had a big win against Seattle, a mini bye. You know it's a Super Bowl rematch. You know you got to go see Spags and Andy Reid. And you put that product together. You put that on tape. That's what you put on tape.
I expect a bounce back performance in a big way next week. But
depends who plays.
Well, depends who plays. And I think we'll know the energy of this team and the feel of this team going forward early next Sunday night. Because if they come out timid again and sloppy again, then there is signs of some leakage within this 49ers organization that is very concerning.
It'll be a long bye week, I'll tell you that much. Let's go to Joseph in Rodeo, who believes the Niners are too old and too soft and overpaid.
Wow.
Wow.
What's up, Joe?
Tell us how you really feel it, Joseph.
Yo, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to say I enjoy the show every time I listen to it, like every single day.
Thank you.
Yeah, this team is soft. You know, we were paying a wide receiver, like, what, $23 million to call out the game because he has the sniffles? I mean, what are we doing? We're paying B.A. $30 million to block for a running back that's not even playing this season. And we're sitting here hoping for the receiver that went through a gunshot to come back and beat the Chiefs. I mean, God forbid they had Pacheco and Rashee Rice. I mean, we got let off easy. But that's all I got to say.
Well, they didn't have Pacheco. They didn't have Rashee Rice. They didn't have Hollywood Brown. They didn't have Juju Smith-Schuster.
I know. We got hurt.
They had no one.
So miss me with the injury
old
excuses.
Man Travis Kelce just looked horrible this year.
It's too many Niner fans I've talked to in the last 24. Well, you know, we were hurt and we were this and we were that. Look at the other sideline. They didn't have a lot of firepower.
No.
They found a way. They found a way to win the football game. Let's go to JC and Sack. JC, what's happening?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, JC?
Man, I'm just not I called in a couple weeks ago, and I said after that loss, I said I'm just not panicked because the division doesn't allow me to be panicked. Like, it doesn't force me to be. And I feel the same way. Like, when I watched the game yesterday, of course, that team was there to be beat. I didn't see Kansas City on defense do anything, like, spectacular.
Yeah.
I'm looking at Shanahan's play calling. From the opening series, your second play, you're doing play action. You haven't even established a run. Why are you calling play action? You're on the goal line, just like in a Super Bowl. You're going five wide. You have protection problems already. Why are you leaving them empty in the backfield, five wide on the goal line? Run the ball. In the second half, you came out in that third quarter turning and running. Get the team going. You should have realized I'm down to my fourth, fifth, and sixth wide receivers. They don't have rapport with Brock Purdy. They don't have timing. They don't get reps. I need to speed the game up by slowing it down. Patrick Mahomes did not look good. Ricky Schroeder, a.k.a. Patrick Mahomes, has not looked good in almost two seasons. He doesn't have a whole complimentary of riches. So that's why I feel like Shanahan blew the game. It's something between him and Andy Reid. Andy Reid has the ability to say, you know what, I'm going to adjust around my players, and whatever I can do this game, I'll do whatever I have to do to win the game. They ran the ball how many times yesterday? Because they said, that's not balling this season. I don't have the horses outside. Let me try to just run the ball and get some points and score and win the game. We could have did that. Red zone opportunities, not running it. You want to pass. Why are you throwing a go route down the field to Conley on a second and six? Run the ball. Now you have a third and eight.
You know what, JC, though? I hear you on the run the ball. They weren't running the ball well. JC, I'm sorry. I had the binoculars on.
No one's running on Kansas City.
They were not getting a push up front, JC. Not the interior. Brindle, Banks, and Poon. They were not getting a push up front.
In the second half, they were. Kansas City didn't run the ball well in the first half, but they stuck with it in the second half. I saw last year they would give Christian McCaffrey two, three, sometimes four carries in a row because they wanted to establish a run and break your will. I'm not saying they were going to dominate on a run, but you know what? If you consistently keep it going with three running backs, guess what happens in the fourth quarter? That play action works now.
Yeah.
You can't run play action if you're not establishing a run.
Yeah, I just thought they were trying to establish a run early. They had a couple second and one, it's third and ones. They got stuffed. Remember, they had to punt in the first half, first quarter. They had a second and one
the
there.
First Mason. Pick, the first pick was a play action.
Yeah,
they weren't biting.
They just weren't. They couldn't run the ball. Look, the Chiefs this year, they held Derrick Henry to 46 yards. They held Bijan Robinson to 31.
Derrick Henry, by the way, probably MVP right now in the NFL.
Him or Lamar Jackson. Probably Lamar Jackson. But Bijan Robinson, 31 yards. J.K. Dobbins, 32. Alvin Kamara, 26. Kansas City shuts down running backs. That's what they do. Now, Mason got his 58. A little deceiving because at one point he had seven carries to 6 yards.
He had a 26-yard run. Take away that. Yeah.
It was not pretty.
No.
You do the math.
That's
13 carries, 32 yards if you take that carry away.
And that's a problem, though. Like, I hear what he's saying. Like, JC's like, oh, you got to establish the run. That's a Kyle Shanahan formula that needs to evolve now.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's not a sustainable product. Get a lead and sit on it?
No.
No.
You got to be able to rally sometimes.
You think that's what the Chiefs do? They rallied in both Super Bowls.
You got to be able to rally and make some things happen. Erase some deficits.
But that goes back to trust, Bonte, and trusting his quarterback. And I don't know if he fully trusts Brock Purdy to hand over the reins and say, you know what, Brock? Throw us back into this game. Empty set. Well, hurry up. Do what you got to do.
Yeah, well, Brock wasn't throwing it well.
I think he was just confused and timid.
Yeah, they
that goes back to the head coach, too.
Let's go to, let's get these calls out. Man, wow, show's flying by. We got about 13 minutes left, Spadone. Let's get everybody in here. Let's get this Richard Livermore. Wow. We got Jan. Oh, Jan's calling. That's how you know it's a big day when Jan in Mountain View's calling.
Love Jan.
Rich Livermore, what's happening?
So, Rich.
B, what's up, my brother? What's going
what's
on,
up,
man?
Rich?
I'm like you, man. I'm pissed, bro. I mean, all the excuses is out of pocket. Like, half the damn NFL right now is injured. You know, the KC smacked us with who? With who? Two interceptions, and you stop them on fourth down, and Kyle can't capitalize? Come on, bro. Like Jerry said, go back to the basics, dude. Like, spread the offense out. Like, you deal with what you got, personnel-wise. Why are you not giving the ball to Kittle, who eats them alive? Mm. Like, it's just BS, man. I'm tired of it. And we're in trouble. I feel like you know, I'm a Kyle fan, right? So I'm not saying run him out of town. But, B, ask yourself this. Is he losing the locker room right now? Like, it seems like they just don't got the firepower and the momentum and the swag like the Niners normally do. And it's showing. Either the offense rolls and the defense doesn't. The defense holds it down, often the special teams falls apart. Like, from head to toe, they need to just regroup and they need to get back to the basics and figure it out. Because if not, we in big trouble, man.
Big trouble. Big trouble.
I'm interested to see what the sound of the locker room is going to be like. This is one of those losses, Bonte, where the Bosas, the Warners, the Purdy's, what they have to say in the next couple of days are going to be interesting.
Well, here's what Warner had to say last night.
The longer I've been in it, you can listen to what people say about you in the outside world. Obviously, what you guys do is important, and, you know, I respect all you guys, but, hey, you know, all the stories can be written that we're not good enough and all these sort of things. For us, it's about just continuing to focus on what we do. We're the ones that are going to be out there on Sunday against the Cowboys and have every opportunity to win that game and do what we need to do.
Bosa, what about the slow start?
We've been through a lot of tough losses, a lot of tough season starts, but it's all about getting into the playoffs, and you got to do that by winning enough games, winning your division, and that's kind of where our focus is.
That's where your focus is, winning the NFC West, a division that you no longer lead because Seattle handled their business in a dirty, smacking the Atlanta Falcons 34-14.
Not to cut you off, Bonte, sorry, but the Cardinals or Rams are right behind you. Like, they're not done yet.
They're not done. Big game for the Cardinals tonight, Monday Night Football.
Rams are getting Cooper Kupp back this week, too.
They are getting Cooper Kupp back. Let's go to Jan in Mountain View. Jan, what's happening?
Hey, Jan.
Yes, good morning. I just got to make a point. You see Andy Reid over there on the sideline, and Schuster goes out and with a hamstring, and what does he do? He adjusts, and like he had a week off, but also we had a mini bye. Well, why? You see Andy Reid over there, he's making adjustments. What's Kyle Shanahan doing? Why can't he make adjustments? Can he make adjustments? That's my question, because I never see him, you know, do anything to make any kind of adjustments as the game goes on. And you see other coaches out there, they make adjustments as the game goes on. And it's not going to get any easier because the NFL is catching up to Shanahan, and everybody has his number. Thank you.
That's as fired up as I've ever heard, Jan.
Wow.
Music's a little slower. Cadence is a little slower. Jan's angry. You piss off Jan. You must be doing something wrong. Jan is angry. That's how bad this loss is. So I don't want to hear anything else about this game doesn't mean anything. The Chiefs is just another game on the calendar. No, it wasn't. And they tried to go trick themselves into believing that. That's the worst part about it. The tone was set last week in the locker room by saying, oh, it's just another game. No, it wasn't. And the adjustments Jan is talking about, the adjustments that Shanahan needs to make, there was no adjustments. Debo goes out. You know you got to adjust the game plan. But then again, I don't even know what the game plan was because the game plan looked tired when Debo was in there.
The script was sorry yesterday.
The script
was
soft.
It was soft. It was not good enough. It was
soft.
Vanilla. It was everything that the Kansas City game plan was. It just wasn't. It just, you know, I looked at what they did yesterday when it came to trickeration, when it came to just innovation, when it came to just what we've come to expect from the Kansas City Chiefs and Andy Reid is to expect the unexpected. And unfortunately, with Kyle Shanahan, it's gotten vanilla and it's gotten predictable. That's the worst thing you can be in the NFL,
yeah.
Vonta Hill. Predictable.
Yeah, it was very predictable. So JC and Sack, I hear him saying run the ball, but the run game looks predictable.
Correct.
You go check all the red zone series inside the 20-yard line. Almost that, it's like a 90% hit rate. The first play inside the red zone is going to be a running play. Run play, Mason, here you go. The whole league knows it. The whole league. And guess what the whole league is doing now? They've adjusted to Shanahan by saying, we're taking Kansas City's blueprint from the Super Bowl, and we're going to play man defense against the San Francisco 49ers.
And
we're going to take our chances.
And we got the guys to do it. And we're not afraid to do it.
The Cardinals had, I don't know who's on the Cardinals defense.
Buda Baker and a bunch of guys.
And a bunch of dudes.
Yeah.
And they played man the entire game. The Rams. A bunch of dudes. A bunch of dudes. A bunch of dudes. Man defense. Man up. We're playing man.
And even in those games, and Brock didn't play well against the Cardinals, but he played pretty well against the Rams. It was mostly special teams in that one. But this one yesterday, he was just bad. Just the worst game. I can't understate this enough. The worst game we've seen Brock Purdy as a pro was potentially the biggest regular season game of Kyle Shanahan's career.
Wow.
And it was for both of them, and they both came up failing in that. If that was going back to the report card, both get F pluses for me.
What was Grandy's report card?
F, I think, for the quarterback play.
It was an F.
Yeah.
Let's go to, we got about 5 minutes. All right, we'll get everybody on here. San Leandro Mo, we'll start with you, and then we'll get Brett on the Bay Bridge, and then we'll go up to Sebastopol and talk to Logan. San Leandro Mo, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, fellas? Great show.
Thank you.
Shasky, get better, man. Real quick, hey, shout out to those guys during the postgame show, Grandy and Sterling, those guys. They brought up a great point last night. Like, when was the last time we, as Niner fans, were wowed by a Kyle Shanahan drawn-up play? It's been a while, and that's why you got to take advantage of getting to the Super Bowl and closing it out. But my question is, Vontae and Spadoni, does Shanahan seem, does it seem like he's tuned out? I mean, based off of the vanilla play calling and the lack of execution, does it seem like he's tuned out? Thanks for the opportunity.
No, anytime, San Leandro Mo. No, I don't think he's tuned out.
No.
I think he loves football, but he's right now being out-coached.
Yeah.
It's that simple. Sometimes you get out-schemed.
I do think he's stubborn. Right
he
now,
is stubborn.
And he doesn't want to go away from the norm because the norm has gotten him close to winning two Super Bowls. But you know what? That wasn't good enough. And the difference in those two Super Bowls was that the opposing team was more creative than you at times. And I do think the last time I was wowed by a Kyle Shanahan play was in the Super Bowl when Juwan Jennings threw it back to Christian McCaffrey. Right? That was like the last wow play.
It's been a while.
Yes.
It's been a while. It's been a while for me, San Leandro.
Kyle Stained. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Brett on the Bay Bridge, what's happening?
It's Casino Matrix, Brett Vontae.
Oh, what's up? Casino Matrix in the building. What's up, Brett?
You know what it is. Let's just say that was about the poorest effort I've seen. I mean, they literally got punched in the mouth by the Kansas City Chiefs B team. That's the way I see it. And if you look at their schedule coming up, it ain't getting to me easy.
No, it's not.
You got Tampa Bay. You got Green Bay. No. You got Detroit on the road.
Buffalo.
I mean, it's like that scene in Kindergarten Cop when Schwarzenegger's talking to his kids, and he's going, who is your daddy? What does he do? Well, they should all be saying Patrick Mahomes, and he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs, and I'm out.
It is not a tumor.
49ers are now 0-40, when trailing by 8-plus points at any point in the fourth quarter under Kyle Shanahan, including the playoffs. They're the only team without a win in that scenario during that span.
Oof.
0-40, win trailing by 8-plus points at any point in the fourth quarter under Kyle Shanahan.
That's unbelievable.
The only team without a win in that scenario during that span. We got Logan at Sebastopol. Logan had to cut him. All right, Logan, call us back tomorrow. 888-957-9570. We're just getting started this week. We're going to try to lick our wounds, get up off the mat. And now you got to get ready for the Dallas Cowboys. And if you ain't fired up about the damn Cowboys, then we can't help you. It's a lost cause. It's the Cowboys for crying out loud.
I'm fired up for Fast Five.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
I guess I'll start. I'm usually not the one to start these. You know, for all this football talk and for all the Chiefs, Niners, we've got a hell of a World Series matchup starting on Friday, Vontae Hill. Dodgers, Yankees, the star power there, Ohtani v. Judge. And let me do a little trivia here for you real quick. I know we're up against it, so let's be fast. Ohtani and Judge are going to win the MVPs for the NL and the AL. Last World Series matchup to feature the AL and NL MVPs of that year.
Oh, that's a great question. That's a great question.
There's only one other time in this century.
Who?
It was the Detroit Tigers and San Francisco Giants when Buster Posey won it in 2012.
And Miguel
Cabrera won the Triple Crown in 2012 as well.
Wow.
For the Detroit Tigers.
That's a good pull.
Prior to that, 1988, A's Dodgers, Kirk Gibson, Jose Canseco. There you go.
My final thought is with what I saw at Levi's Stadium yesterday. And we will be talking about the offseason at some point, but are we sure? Are we 100% sure that Brock Purdy's worth $60 million a year to sign up to a $200 million contract?
Oh, boy.
Are we sure about that? That's where my final thoughts are, because I'm not so sure I'm 100% sure about that.
My final thought is them not going for a two-point conversion there was the nail in the coffin for Kyle Shanahan yesterday. It sucked the air out of the building yesterday in the stadium. And I think if they would have gotten that two-point conversion, everyone's in it, the crowd's in it, and the team's in it.
That's Carter. That was Spadoni. We'll try to do better tomorrow. Baldy will join us. Right now I'm just sick to my stomach. I am sick and annoyed. It's Fast Five brought to you by Xfinity. At home or on the go, you get the fastest internet to all your devices.
NBA season starts tomorrow, Bonte. So excited?
I will get, trust me. I saw Lake of a Kirk yesterday. I'm excited about the Warriors. But right now, I'm annoyed as hell.
Moody.
I'm annoyed as hell. I just spent 4 hours talking about that game that we watched yesterday. I'm annoyed as hell.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
In case we haven't met, I'm Dino Colombo. I represent people hurt by a truck. It's what we do every day. Busy roads, big trucks, bigger risks. Don't face it alone. Hurt by a truck? Call Colombo Law.